The hair on the back of my neck and arms suddenly stands up, and I pull back from the group. "What are you doing?" asks the woman. "I don't know. I just..." Raising my chin, I put my hands back in my pockets. "We need to get the old man out of the wizard's lab, and the only way we're going to do that is with him not being alive. That way we can slip him past all the protective wards." "You want to kill him?" says the muscular man, shaking his head, one hand out and one right in my face. "You're insane! And what, just bring him back to life?" "Basically, yes." He scoffs and shakes his head angrily. "You're crazy." My head jerks back and forth as I fight against the urge to keep talking. "Are you well?" asks the bearded man. "There's a plan. I don't have all of it, but I know it involves getting a smith who's really proficient with enchantments." As the words leave my lips, my head starts to hurt. I put pressure against one of my temples. "What kind of enchantment?" asks the woman. I shrug as my body and will wrestle. My stomach's working up a storm. I thrust a hand in my pocket and grab onto the orb. My heart's racing. The sound of a levee car crashing nearby pulls all of our attention. "It's in the middle of the road. What did it smash into?" The bearded man's leaning over the edge with me. "There's nothing there." "It's a magical barrier," answers the woman. "They know we're here." Glancing over my shoulder, I see the muscular guy take off. I want to run after him, but my body forces me to gaze up. "The sky. They come from the sky," I recall. Shiny halos are descending towards us. "It's a single, large scourge patrol."
"How do you know that?"
asks the bearded man. "I remember things," I say, swallowing hard and leaning over the edge as some of the halos land, revealing lightning rifle-carrying soldiers. The woman reaches out and touches my arm.
"The other man betrayed us, didn't he?"
They don't give me time to answer as they take off for the stairs. Bowing my head, I know it won't do them any good. I take off my gloves. My hands are sweaty. The orb slides around in my hand as if it's alive. "Think, how does this go down?" Holding the orb up to my mouth, I hear myself speak words and then feel the thoughts being pulled from my mind. A lightning weapon crackles down below. I don't need to see it to know that the muscular man just received his reward for treachery. The orb shimmers, and I sense that it's full. It's weird. I feel like I should be sick or something, but I'm not. I'm about to throw it when I blank on who the Yig I'm going to send it to. Out of the corner of my eye, I see a form land on the far end of the rooftop. It's wearing a dark gray robe with glowing yellow detailing. I know what that is. That's an acolyte, and no rookie. Soldiers start streaming onto the roof from the stairs. The twirling sound of their weapons powering up fills the air. "This is where I die," I mutter, wiping my mouth, my hand shaking. In a desperate move, I throw the orb. But not this time.